Welcome back, everyone. This is Let's Be Great with Nate. Here with some special guests here today. Introduce yourselves.
Hey, it's me, Joe.
I'm Palmer.
Oh, we gotta do the disclaimer.
Serious disclaimer. The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen. Thank you.
Welcome back. So, what week is it of March Madness? Not sure. But,
the Sweet 16 is set, everybody.
Let's do this.
So, right, read us our plays.
Let's go some takes. Let's start with some takes.
So, the Sweet 16 is set. In the first game,
we got
UConn versus San Diego State.
I'm obviously going to take UConn.
Probably
here.
UConn here.
I'm going to take UConn. I think UConn is going to go the way, the whole way, and I think they're going to win it.
I think UConn, I'm not sure about them winning it. I think they're going to be in the Final Four, so.
Well, like, let's be honest. Like, UConn is obviously going to make it pretty far. Like, whether they win it or not, that's up to these other teams, but.
They're some of the most dominant players on UConn, you know. Yeah. You got to keep that in mind. They're very consistent team. And,
if somebody doesn't step up to stop them, they will not be stopped.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah, I agree. I had Kentucky winning the whole thing, so.
Oh, wow. Your bracket's in shambles, my boy.
My bracket is busted for sure. Bust.
All right, let's move on. Next game.
The next game we got is Illinois versus Iowa State.
I'm going Iowa State.
Yeah, I'm saying Iowa State, too.
I'm going to go with Illinois. I think they're on a roll right now. And then they have their rhythm going, so.
I'm just going to go for, you know, Iowa State because I feel like they might be the underdog in this situation.
They're not. But
they're not.
Well, then I'm still going to stick with Iowa.
Iowa State.
I'm going Iowa State.
Iowa just sounds cool.
I have Illinois, but,
you know. Who are you again?
Kamala.
How did you get in this room? Who are you? Okay, move on.
Okay. Next game we have North Carolina versus Alabama.
Carolina.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah, it's not really a debate. Armando Bacot, he's one of the greatest in college basketball right now. Armando Bacot.
By far.
Armando Bacot.
Bacot. It's the same thing. Get out.
Bacot.
And then we have Clemson, Arizona. I'm going to take...
I'm taking Clemson.
I'm going to take Arizona with this one.
I think Arizona, probably.
Definitely. Their favorite to win, I think it's just inevitable. Inevitable. Clemson is looking pretty good, though, with their win over...
Really, man?
Their win over Baylor.
Yeah, I couldn't hold it.
Who was that?
Not me.
Not funny. Get out.
Sorry, man.
Not funny. Didn't laugh. Get out.
The next game we got is Houston versus Duke.
Duke?
I'm actually going to take the upset here. I'm going to take Duke.
Yeah. I'm going to go Duke.
I'm going Duke.
Jared McCain fan over here.
Jared McCain,
2 days in college, and I'm 3 lectures behind.
Jared McCain, 30 bomb last night. He's the second highest scoring freshman for Duke.
But can he keep that up, though?
I think that's a real question. I think he can, and I think he'll pull it off. And then next, we got NC State versus number 11 NC State versus number 2 Marquette.
This is kind of an easy game here. I'm
going to
say Marquette.
I'm going to say NC State.
Okay. Yeah,
I think NC State. NC State.
I want to see NC State win.
I want to see NC State go far in this tournament.
NC State will win? I'm not sure, but I'm going to choose them.
Fan favorite, NC State. You know, they got Burns Jr.
Yeah, DJ.
They feed him ice cream every single time they win.
DJ.
I'd love to see that.
DJ is the greatest.
He's big boy. He's a big boy.
Then we got Purdue versus Gonzaga. I think I'm Purdue. Going to take Purdue.
Purdue.
Yeah, they had a dominant
Zach Edey is just unstoppable, man.
Zach Edey is unstoppable.
He's out for revenge. Past years, Purdue sold.
I mean,
sold.
I think if he wasn't so tall, he'd probably be working at a Burger King. But he's just terrible. He really is terrible, but
wait,
he's just
why,
so big.
Why would he be working at a Burger King?
Because he's terrible at basketball.
Who?
Well, why Burger King specifically?
A fast food restaurant in general. That guy is just so fat and ugly, too.
Who?
Wow, you're really taking shots here. I hope he's not listening.
Zach Edey.
I really hate Edey is not listening.
I really hate that guy.
Really?
Yeah, man, I really do.
That's insane.
And then the final game we got is Creighton versus Tennessee.
I really want Tennessee. Creighton, but I think Tennessee's going to take this. You know, doubt the neck. Really?
Tennessee.
What? You're going with the Tennessee.
Aren't you a St. John's fan? They're in the.
I am a St. John's
they're
fan.
They're in the Big East.
I hate Creighton, but I think they're a good team. You never know. But I really want Tennessee to win.
Yo,
just
Nate,
to see the coach
Nate,
mad.
Nate, what's that song chant that's like da 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 da.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, dun 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 dun.
Like I don't know.
Like
stop.
Wait. But what is that? Like, do you, like who sings that?
I think the Queen of England.
Okay, let me look it up.
Dun 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 dun.
I want
to
sing.
Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.
And it's like one of those things that like you could hear like eight different things, and it's like.
All right.
Bart Simpson mewing.
Oh, yeah.
No, that is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Lactase and piracy. Yeah.
No, I'm never that one. All right, let's go back. Change the subject. I mean, doubt the neck, amazing player.
Let's talk some NBA.
Highest points per game all time, Tennessee. He's definitely a really great player.
Should we talk some NBA?
Yeah, let's talk NBA. The Knicks, man, did you see that parlay against the Pistons? Or the spread, I mean.
Jalen Brunson!
It's -2,000 Knicks. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Can we just talk about that for a second?
Wait.
I don't know. I'm going to take +2. I'm going to take +1,000 on the Pistons, to be honest.
What?
Wait,
yeah,
but
the
Pistons
have
never going to win a game.
Have the Pistons won a game all season?
Pistons are trash, but negative 2,000 is insane.
I'm going to take the Pistons.
Have they won a game all season?
Yeah, they have.
They've won like 4 games.
I think I'm going to take the Pistons.
What?
What?
Yeah.
That is a that's
look, we're talking about a Cavs fan over here. He hates the Knicks. I don't know what it is.
He's a Cavs fan? What?
Why would you be a Cavs fan?
You're a Cavs fan?
His dad, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah, he's also a Browns fan.
My dad grew up in Cleveland, so yes, I'm Cleveland.
You're it's wearing fair. An Islander shirt right now.
Yeah.
You could be both,
what
I guess.
What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
I mean, what are you going to do about it, sweetheart?
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Don't worry
what about
it.
What about LeBron Razzmatazz Hopskiddly-Doo?
How can you stop the Razzmatazz Hopskiddly-Doo?
How are we going to stop the Razzmatazz Hopskiddly-Doo?
How are we going to stop Luka Magic's Razzmatazz Hopskiddly-Doo?
If Luka did that, his averages would go down.
How does LeBron not
know? All right.
How does
LeBron impact the world every single day?
Crazy.
He gives me water.
Crazy take.
You are my son.
Fonz is underrated.
Yo. Let's not talk about Fonz. We're coming off some devastating news.
We're gonna keep it PG.
He's an animal.
We're coming off some devastating.
He's a dog. He's a dog.
Oh,
shit. Am I loud?
You are pretty loud.
No, you don't say.
He's not okay.
We can't say.
Okay.
I'm hearing like a ringing in the background.
It's just don't worry. It's just behind the scenes. Behind the scenes. Okay. What was that? Okay.
We could do some ASMR.
All right, we got a bunch of NBA games tonight. You want to just go over those and give predictions, or?
This is Project X.
Popper,
stop doing that, please.
That was not me, that was you.
That is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
Lactating pirate chips.
Nope, that's not one of the options. It's lactating.
Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson
that
mewing.
That is embarrassing.
Grimace shake.
Bart Simpson mewing.
Pirate lactation.
Bart Simpson mewing. Bart Simpson Mew.
LeBron is just so good.
Yo,
you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Oh boy, since when you first entered the league, you were the most exquisite player out there.
Okay, okay, we understand.
Beautiful brownie boy.
You are my Luke Lingaro. Oh yeah, baby.
What the hell?
Come here, Nate. Dinner is served, and Luke Lingaro, it's Raising Cane's, and it says dinner is served, and Luke Lingaro commented and said, oh yeah, baby.
What the hell? Stop it.
Luke, what are you thinking? That is embarrassing, lactates and piracy.
Alright, let's get back. Ready?
Let's get back to the action.
And we're back.
Is that PG?
New take. What are we doing?
All right, let's look at a new segment we have called NBA Crazy Stats.
Hit it.
Most 45-point games in Bulls history.
Guys, wait.
With Michael Jordan leading a 73.
You want to try and guess, like, the top five of stuff? Wait, ready?
Which one do you hear, Yanni or Laurel?
Yanni.
Laurel.
Yanni.
Laurel.
Yanni.
Laurel.
I can hear Laurel. Yanni.
Laurel.
I feel like that one was definitely
Laurel all the way.
Okay, top five.
No, stop.
Oscar, you ate my mother. You are my father.
Alright, silence.
You are my father.
Flow in the world. Silence. Alright, ready?
Silence.
Top five Fortnite defaults. Go.
Jonesy. Number one. See. Jonesy number one.
Jonesy two. Interesting. Jonesy is two.
What? Yo.
Oh, the black one.
Yo!
What's his name?
Yo, shh.
What's his name?
I don't know his name.
It's Spitfire.
Spitfire's number one. Spitfire's
yep.
Number one.
Good.
What's his name? I don't know.
Donda.
Care.
It's I'm a worried. famous TikTok.
Billy D'Amelio.
Renegade.
Yep, Renegade 4.
Wow.
Ramirez 5. I have the Renegade. Headhunter 3.
Is Headhunter the guy with the ponytail?
No idea. I think so. No, that's Ramirez.
Will Chamberlain had 118 point games.
Yeah, but it was also back in the day. Like, the game has changed.
Yeah, we're done with the 90s.
What about Luka Magic?
We're done with the 90s.
Razzmatazz, Hop, Skittly Doo coming into the game.
And that's why LeBron is the greatest player. All right,
Let's guess.
LeBron is my king.
Let's guess. Top five favorite fast foods in America.
McDonald's.
Chipotle number one.
No, Chipotle is definitely up there, but.
Crazy take. McDonald's is not up there.
Come on.
Really? Wow.
Chick-fil-A, number one.
Let me
get Popeyes.
No.
Let me get Popeyes.
People like Popeyes.
All right, one at a time.
No,
one
no
at a
Popeyes.
Time.
Does Kane sneak in there or no?
What's your top five?
Me?
My top five?
Let's go one at a time. What's your top five?
I guess.
What are we talking about here?
In like no specific order because, you know, they change every time.
Oh, my God.
No, order.
Next.
One out of three.
Okay, five, I'll go like Popeyes probably. I think four, I got Chipotle in there. You know, Chipotle is very versatile. Like, you get whatever you want.
That's interesting.
Could you order hamburger from Chipotle, though?
No, you can't.
But there's a bunch of different ingredients and a bunch of different options, so, you know.
But is it cheaper than other fast food?
Let me ask a question. Is Taco Bell up there?
No.
Taco Bell is four.
That's
surprisingly.
Terrible. Taco Bell's not good.
Is Tropical Smoothie
what
Cafe?
What about KFC? Let me get a
no,
KFC.
No, Tropical Smoothie Cafe is
KFC
not, like,
not up there.
Yo, wait, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say Raising Cane's is gonna be up there because of the South.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And yeah, correct. Number
yeah,
three.
I like
Raising
that.
Cane's.
I said Raising Cane's like 5 minutes ago.
All right,
and maybe Burger King.
I don't know who you are, so
this is number five.
I just
number
gonna
one
shoot.
Chipotle. Number two, Chick-fil-A.
No, it's not number one Chipotle.
Number three, Raising Cane's. Number four, Wendy's.
Well, like, what about White Castle? I mean, like,
Hush
White Castle.
Little baby, don't you?
Oh, guys, that's a bell.
Be all right.
You are my son.
Silence.
All right, that's gonna be the bell, guys. So we're gonna wrap it up here.
All right. Can I just go real quick? Chick-fil-A one, Wendy's three. Skipping two.
What's two? Right. What's two?
Two.
Peace out, guys.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You'll find out next time.